Hey y'all, what's up? What's up? This is Nina Perez and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I'm so stoked. You know, I was looking at my numbers, which I never look at because I just don't care about them like that. But it was really cool to see a really big uptake in what I do with the podcast and things like that. So that's really, really fun and exciting. And I wanted to welcome you here right now to Winject TV on Winject Studios. And you know what? I really realized that being on here has helped me really grow and expand my knowledge and expand what I'm doing and like streamline, you know, what my social media looks like and things like that. So I'm really, really grateful to Winject and what we do here because it gave me a different angle on how I want to do things. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I also want to ask you guys to go ahead and become part of my community. It's free. Just go on to winject.com/register. And go there and just fill out your profile stuff and then follow Straight Talk No Sugar Added. And on there, I am already trying to develop videos and put some maybe workshops on there and do some live Zoom calls. And because you are here on the live today, I wanted to make sure that you knew that you can get on there for free and that we can hang out and get to know each other a little bit better. It's easier, I think, to have that and that kind of community where we can build and learn about each other and encourage each other, right? Sometimes that's a little bit easier than trying to follow somebody on social media, but I want to make sure that you guys become a part of that community. So I wanted to thank you for that, for real, for real. All right. Make sure you do that. Get on there. And while I am here, I have my comment thing on. So just make sure you leave me some comments and stuff like that so I can make sure to answer you when you leave me a comment. And that way we can talk about whatever your question is while I'm on here and all that great stuff. So if you're watching the replay, #replay, so that I know that you are watching on a replay, and then leave me some questions on there because I do check to make sure I answer questions and things like that. I love to communicate with you guys and be a part of growing and just really kind of like exposing each other to new thoughts and ideas. And so today I wanted to talk about, hey, what's up? How are you, Jay? I wanted to talk to you guys about character and that your character should be enough. Your character should be enough. You know, I went through something this week. You know, I had someone just like blatantly lie about me, like just blatantly lie. And I was really struggling with that, guys. I didn't sleep for like 3 or 4 days. Like I was struggling. Right. And it was like, I was talking to my husband and I said to him, you know, I'm really struggling with this. I was 2 and 3 days now. I'm not sleeping. Like, that's not like me. I usually can look at things, assess the situation and then move forward. I couldn't with this. And I realized that it's because she was attacking my character and she was attacking my integrity and blatantly saying something that wasn't true. Right. And so that's why I said, you know what? How did I build this character? What did I do to get to where I am today? And how do I now impact somebody or teach somebody something about your character and your integrity being enough for you, right? Because building and sustaining that strong and good character is not an easy thing, but it can be done. And once you have it, then it's just part of who you are, right? And you know, building that integrity requires you being able to like, really learn the lessons that come at you in life, because most of us have these really tough lessons in life, these really hard situations in our life that really, you know, it could kill, it can destroy you, or it can build you up, right? And so this is going to require you to learn from these lessons that are going to be hard and uncomfortable. And if you take all of those crappy situations in your life, right, and just extract what you need that's going to help you develop your character, you're going to go far. You're going to go far in life. You're going to go far in business, right? Because you're going to start to develop this character in yourself and be honest with yourself. That's going to give you that maybe that stronger discipline, those good practices, the way to look at situations when people are, well, not integral, right? Or not being completely honest, right? So imagine though, at least this is what I was thinking about myself when I was sitting there thinking about it. Imagine how bad my life would be or how my life would be if I did not take those really painful and uncomfortable and unfair situations in my life and turn them into my power, right? Because those things that are in your life, those things that caused you pain, those things that attacked your integrity, those things that made you uncomfortable, those things that were unfair in your life, if you take those things and extract from it what you can live a really powerful life with integrity and intention on what it is you want in life. And you can actually gain the respect of others and even more respect for yourself, right? Because you won't compromise your values because you've learned your lessons along the way. I just don't want you to be that person that's going to use all of that crap that happened in your life and all of those experiences that happened in your life to hurt other people. Right? Like this person who lied about me, like how dare she lie about me blatantly like that, right? That really, really irritated me for days and days and days. And then when I went to the group of people that she had lied to, I was like, I'm struggling, guys. I'm like truly struggling with this. And they're like, yes, but don't, because we know your integrity. We know your character. So we knew right off the bat, it wasn't true. And that made me pause. And I was like, okay, me too, Lauren. That's actually one of my points. I hate liars big time, right? And that actually made me feel like, okay, well, hold on a second. Why did I let this bother me for 3 to 4 days? And I knew it was because it was an attack on my character. But it was kind of cool to hear someone say, yeah, but we knew off the bat it wasn't true because we know your character and we know who you are. And I was like, wow, that really helped me. That really, really helped me. Hey, Dominique, hi. That really helped me to, you know, expand my mind, expand what I was doing. And actually made me realize that I have a lot of integrity and character in my life. And so I want to live my life with honesty and integrity and all of that. And so I said, what are the things that mean the most to me when it comes to building my character that I wanted to share with you guys, right? Because I had picked this topic based on that situation because I was furious, right? And so my initial reaction was to like rip her apart, right? And then I said, is that going to gain any points for you? Will you be lowering yourself to her? Will you be losing your power? And it's true. When you do that, when you compromise your character now because somebody attacked you in those ways, you start to lose, you know, the things that you have built, right? The things that you have struggled to build, right? So the first thing I said is, what is the first thing that I really did? And that was to gain wisdom in my life, right? So number one to me was gaining wisdom. Now, wisdom comes from the knowledge and experience that I gained in my life, right? That experience in my life that was really hard in my life and being stepped on and being abused and all of those things that I learned, that's where my wisdom came from because it allowed me to look at the situations that I've been in my life and always rise to make the right choices. And that's not always easy. I don't know if any of you guys who are here have ever felt like when somebody attacks you, you want to go right for the jugular. You want to make sure you get that person back, right? But I realized that I had to be more mature. I had to look at this situation, this circumstance. I did confront it, by the way, because I do believe in confronting things, okay? I don't believe in hiding. I believe in confronting a situation, right? So I did confront it, but I did it with complete wisdom and grace and knowledge and showing people that just because you say what you say and you want to just be a liar, right, Lauren? That doesn't mean that I'm going to let you get away with it, but I'm also not going to be cruel, right? So that's how I handled that situation. I'm very proud of myself for that, right? So it's really about having that wisdom to do something in a mature way while you're looking at people and you're looking at the world and you're looking at what they did to you. And you're going to grow as a person if you do this, right? So do it in wisdom and become more comfortable with yourself. Because I know myself pretty well. And I know that had I gone for the jugular, I would have cut deep, but then I would have felt like shit afterwards. And so I know that about myself. So I had to restrain the Puerto Rican, like I said, restrain the girl, So I don't hurt nobody, right? But it's about doing this in a way where you can be a mature person and still walk away with your integrity and character intact, right? What's that? Jess. Hi, Jess. Good for you on how you handle that. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes. Taking control back, because she had stolen the control from me for a moment. I was pissed and I didn't sleep for days. It was really, really, really bothering me. So she did have that control for a moment, right? So I handled it in a way where I confronted you. I was honest and truthful, but I didn't have to cut you down and lie about you to get my point across. And I never want to risk my authenticity for somebody else's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So even when others are inauthentic with me, I will not go there. I'm not going to go there, okay? Because I'm going to do it in wisdom, right? The second thing I realized as I was writing all this up is being reliable and being the person of my word. Being reliable and being the person of my word, right? Having that character and integrity is huge for me. It's trusting myself and my word to do what I promise and what I claim I do, right? So when somebody lies about me like that, and I know that what they lied about is intentional, they like intentionally did it to try to up themselves, right? I had to realize that. I had to hold on for dear life, not to let this girl come out. You know what I'm saying? What's that? I heard you on Chris's show say, not today. Exactly, Jess. Not today. Okay. But integrity does not happen by accident, right? So being reliable, being a person of integrity, that doesn't happen by accident, right? It doesn't happen by accident. I make choices. You make choices. And then we have to follow through with those choices. You got to be reliable to yourself, right? When you are reliable to yourself, and you allow yourself to trust yourself and others to trust you, you're going to feel comfortable about what you're doing and around other people, because you know you can count on you and they know they can count on you, right? And you become this person who is dependable and somebody that others can depend on at all times, because you are a reliable person and a person of your word. And that is a beautiful characteristic to have in your life, to be that person of integrity, to be the person who really stands up for what is right and also knows that what they are doing is integral to who they are as a person. So when this person did what they did, I had the other people looking at her saying, yeah, that don't sound like Nina at all. That is not true. And I was so blessed by that, because it bothered me. It really bothered me, right? So I thought about, well, why did it bother me? You know why? Because I'm a person whose character believes a lot in being truthful and genuine. And that is number three. Be truthful and genuine. Like Lord, nothing bothers me more than a liar. Nothing bothers me more than a liar. Okay. You remember that too? Not today. That's funny. And I do say that a lot, but you know what? Nothing bothers me more than a liar. And I think it's because I had, you know, all my, you know, because I'm okay. I remember being a little kid, right? When my stepfather molested me the first time and he touched me, and it was very inappropriate. And I was very hurt about it. And I remember being scared. And I remember being about 5 or 6 years old. And I remember telling my mom, "Mom, this happened." And she got down in my face and she said, "Stop lying. You're a liar." Right. And that really hurt me. Really, really hurt me. And I remember being a little kid, but thinking to myself, "Oh my gosh, I'm by myself. She doesn't believe me." And I just remember like my whole world shattering. I don't know if anybody's ever felt that, like your whole, like almost like you leave your body, you feel like you're like separated from your body. That's how I felt. And I realized that I don't like liars, because I felt that pain of somebody not believing me. And so that really bothers me when somebody lies, right? Especially when somebody lies in your face and act like it's a matter of fact. And that's, you know, the situation currently recently that I'm talking to you about. Like you lied, you're like dead in my face lying. And it's like, it's a matter of fact, right? And I realize that, you know, I understand that there are people that just they just lie, right? My ex-husband was that way. He was a pathological liar. Didn't matter what you said. He was just, if he said the weather was good, you better go outside and check, because the weather's probably not good, because he just lied to lie, okay? And I get that. Like, some people do that, right? Yeah, thank you. And it's true. I thank you for that, Dominique. The truth is that there's going to be these people who lie to lie. And then there are those people that just don't want to be confronted with the truth. So they try to avoid it, or they walk around it, or it's too painful. They just can't do it. I'm a very forward person, in case some of you didn't know that, right? But I had to build a characteristic in me to also try to be tactful. And that was hard. It took me a very long time. Instead of just saying things just to say them, I realized I had to be tactful in the way I said it. I had to build that characteristic in me, right? People who value being authentic and being real, right? Sometimes they have this problem with knowing when they have to be authentic. But one of the things is that you generally, not everyone, but generally people who are really authentic and have that as their character do well with self-acceptance. Like, they do well with knowing that they have issues and they need to fix them. But not everybody's like that, right? So I had to really fix this issue with me with being so straightforward and boom, just said what I had to say and that was it. You know, we have to develop that too, right? But I won't have you lie on me and think you're going to get away with that. That's not going to happen, right? So before you do or say something, you know, ask yourself, what's the real purpose? At least this is what I had to do with me, because I'm such a blunt and forward person. I had to ask myself, what's my real purpose? So when I had to defend myself with this person, I had to say, okay, Nina, what are you going to say? What's your real purpose? Are you being self-serving? Are you going to actually do something to move forward in your characteristic? Or are you going to really bend down and like really get this person back, right? So self-awareness, guys, is going to be a primary point and component of your integrity and your character. Self-awareness on the top of the list, all right? Number four is integrity. And as you know, like if you read like a lot of good books, right, all these big leaders and thinkers and all these people are all trying to have integrity because it's a virtue, right? And we keep learning. You have to learn. I have to be a person of your word. Keep your word. Be dependable. Be honest. Have integrity. Be there when somebody, when you say you're going to be there, right? These traits you can develop them, right? You can start with little things first, like, you know, maybe make something up in the morning that you're going to do every morning as your routine. Like, you know, for me, it's the three things of gratitude I'm grateful for every morning. My prayer to God, thanking God for my life and everything he's done for me, right? Those are my little things and I won't miss those things. That is a integral part of my life. So establish this little routine and stick to it. And that's going to show you that you can be integral, that you have integrity. This is going to reinforce that you can trust yourself. All right. So I want you to start with something little like that. If that's something that you kind of like, you've learned that throughout the years, you're not as integral as you'd like to be, because maybe things and situations in your life have hit you in different ways and you're struggling with that. Try with little things first. Okay. Be gentle with yourself. You got this. All right. Now, when I was talking to you about the honesty thing, I realized I had to also learn to be gentle because homegirl, you know, I am Puerto Rican first, right? So I'm not always gentle, right? And people believe that when people believe that you're an honest person, right? They like that you're honest, but sometimes they don't want the way you're delivering your honesty, right? So you have to realize who you are. Like, are you honest? Like, do you lie to be comfortable, or are you lying to others so that they can be comfortable, right? But if you're lying to others so they can be comfortable, then you're not being truthful. You're not being honest, right? You can be honest and still have refinement and still do it in a way where you're not hurting people, all right? So honesty is going to be a huge part of building your character, right? Living your values every day. What are your, do you even know what your values are? If you're unaware of your values, this would be probably a good time to find out what your values really, really are, because knowing your values are going to make it easier every time you're making decisions. Is this my value? Is this going to bring value to my life? And am I going to bring value to it, right? It's going to make your behaviors more predictable. You're going to know what it is you want to do. You're going to know where you're comfortable, where you live in. For instance, here's my top five values in my life. One of them is growth, right? Physical, intellectual, spiritual growth. I love to see growth in my life. That's why I call it mind flow, not mindset, because I don't like to be set in things. I like to grow and flow. The second thing for me is authenticity. So I like to be genuine. I like to be truthful and transparent. That is just who I am. I also like wisdom. I like making good decisions. I like judging things wisely and saying, is this really going to serve me? Is this not serving me? Does this serve that person if I say it? If I don't say it, will it serve them more so they can learn the lesson? That kind of thing. So wisdom is really important to me. Spirituality, I am a believer. I love the Lord. And so I believe in like intangible aspects of life. And I love that I can see God's hand working in my life and in the life of others, right? So I do focus on intangible aspects of life that become tangible because, I mean, I really do see God working in my life in tangible ways, right? And then the other value for mine or top five, the other one is meaningful work. I love to positively impact somebody else's life, as I'm hoping that I do with you when I'm on here, that I impact your life in a way that you take a little, even if it's a little nugget, take it away with you, right? And if you can take that little bit away and it does something to shift your mindset or turn something into a negative into a positive or something like that, then I've done my job. And that's one of the things that means a lot to me is positive impact in somebody else's life, right? Another thing is if you're a yes person and you're always trying to please people, then be willing to say no. Because when you say things to things that you don't want to do, you're not being good to your character. You're not developing a character of truth and integrity, especially if you don't want to do it. But, oh, man, I really don't want to do it, but I have to. Don't do it. Just say no. Right? You don't have to take part in everything. It's called FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. But the truth is there's some things you should be missing out on. There's some things you don't need to be a part of. You know, I remember looking at my emails and I'm trying to unsubscribe to the 52,000 things that I promised myself I wanted to be a part of, but I can't be a part of because I have too much on my plate. But instead of me saying no, I said, yes, oh yeah, here's my email here. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll be on the live. And then I don't show up. And that is not a person of integrity. And I realized that, especially when somebody, you know, these people say, oh, we didn't see you on the Zoom. We didn't see you on the live. And I'm like, oh, you know what, guys? That's not integrity. If you're not going to be there and you don't want to do it and it's something that you think it's nice because you want to support, don't do it. It is better for you to be truthful and real than for you not to show up when you said you were going to. I have done that. I don't like that because when something goes against my character, my integrity, it actually demeans my word. It actually demeans who I say I'm going to be. So be honest and say no when you freaking mean it. If it's no, it's no. People will get over it. I promise you, right? Number eight, is accountability. Man, accountability. Nobody likes that word. Run, right? Be responsible, guys, for yourself. Be responsible for yourself first and surround yourself with people who have really high expectations, right? If you start to put yourself in the room with people that have high expectations, you are going to raise yourself up to have higher expectations of yourself, of your work, of your business, of your gigs, of whatever. Whatever it is, surround yourself with people who have really high expectations. Lose that pride and all of that stuff where you just are you too good to do. No, lose all that junk. All right. And open yourself up to become accountable, to people's expectations if they're high, accountable to yourself. Right. Accountable to pulling yourself up from where you are now because you want to do better, be better, have better. Right. So let others push you into developing this character that has accountability as part of its value, okay? Be somebody who surrounds yourself with good people and people who want to see you win, but people who are not going to lower themselves for you to feel higher, all right? So be freaking accountable. If you're going to say you're going to do something, do it, all right? Number nine, stop doing these things you know you shouldn't be doing. All right, So what do I mean by that? I started looking at my life and things that I do that I don't like, and how do I develop this character, and what do I do? Like, if you're stealing pens and post-it notes from work, stop, right? Stop telling little white lies, because it ain't going to hurt nobody to tell a little white lie. It's a lie. A lie is a lie. White, dark, black, purple, green, it don't matter. Stop telling lies, okay? And if you're somebody who gossips, stop gossiping. Stop talking behind somebody's back. Anything that you say behind somebody's back, you should be able to say in their face. Say that again. Look at that. Even she was telling me to stop gossiping. Stop gossiping, all right? These things that go against your character, these are going to start to affect you, okay? And it's going to start to affect the way you see things, the way you do things. But most of all, it's going to start to affect the way people are seeing you, right? Because if I was a person who was gossiping, telling lies, stealing stuff from work, not showing up when I said I was going to, all of those things, this person who lied about me, she would have had a good foundation, a good footing to lie about me, right? But thank God that I have used the experiences of my life to be able to do to be able to stand on truth and develop this woman that I am today. Because had I not, she would have really been able to really, really taint and really destroy my character in my career, in my business, in my life, right? Because those things trickle down on top of each other. So be that person, okay? Stop doing the things that you know you shouldn't do and start doing the things that you know align themselves with a good character, all right? The last, but it's definitely not the least, is be willing to stand up for something you believe in. Most of us have really strong values and opinions, but very little of us are willing to stand up for what we believe in, right? Because we're afraid that people won't agree, that people won't respect them, that people won't have that same point of view. But you need to live your life with integrity and building the character that you have, not the character that that other person has, okay? So integrity is super important, especially when standing up for what you believe in. What's that? You are so strong and an inspiration. I love you. Oh, I love you too. I love you too. That's so sweet. So be standing up for something that you believe in, okay? Who cares if other people agree? That's fantastic. If they don't, that is also fantastic. Okay, but real people who are willing to learn that you have a different point of view and actually respect you as a person, they're going to respect you for having your own ideas and your own opinions and your own values. Okay, so stand up for something, stand up for the things that you believe in. Don't diminish who you are and the character of who you are so that other people feel better. Okay, they should be able to align with you feeling and having the integrity and character you have the same way that you should be able to do that for others. And if you can't do that for others, then there's a little building characteristic exercise you need to be doing, right? Because if you can't respect other people's opinions in a way that is neutral, then you have some work you need to do too, right? Living with integrity is it gets easier and easier and easier and easier as you go along, all right? But you will be more respected and you will have more respect for yourself, right? If you start to really live a life that has all of these little key elements in it to build your character and integrity for the long haul, right? Let your character speak for you. Let your character be enough. Your character can do this for you. So when somebody comes and starts talking shiznick about you, right? You have already gained wisdom. You are already reliable to your word. You already were truthful and genuine. You already had integrity and virtue. You already were honest and straightforward. You already lived with your values each day. You find out what your values are. You already were willing to say no when no is no and yes when yes is yes, right? You have become accountable to yourself first and then to others. You stop doing the things that you shouldn't be doing because you know that your integrity means everything to you. And you're willing to stand up for what is true for you, right? So what is that, Miss Omi? What does that say? Hi, Nina. I just finished reading your book. I loved this so much. Was so inspired, especially in helping me come. Oh, thank you. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And let me tell you, that's what actually catapulted me a lot into what I do now on Winject, talking about truth, right? Was the fact that my book made me realize that I had some things I had to work on and some things I really did develop my character throughout time. And I wasn't a victim, and I wasn't somebody who didn't stand up for what was true. And I wasn't somebody who lied and gossiped and cheated and manipulated. It wasn't who I am. It isn't who I am. And so I was able to really stand up for me, really stand up for the things that I believed in. And I'm so grateful for everything that has happened in my life and the way that I've been able to come here and just share knowledge and truth with all of you. I thank you so much for all of the comments and the way you guys pour into me and all the beautiful things that you guys do to inspire me. I hope that I leave you with value. I hope that when I come on here, I give you something to take away, because that is me living in my in truth, not in my truth, but in truth and the integrity of the character that I am building. So when somebody comes against you guys, when somebody comes against you, let your character be enough. Let your character speak for itself. All right. I love you guys so freaking much. Thank you for being here with me. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added on Winject TV. Until next time.